This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Karcha Rose Moss. Investigations continue into alleged historical sexual offences in central Victoria in the early 1990s. A Mount Gambier man extradited to Victoria. The 73-year-old has appeared in Mount Gambier Magistrates Court earlier this week, charged with 15 offences, including sexual penetration of a person under 16 and indecent assault. SANO Task Force detectives have extradited the man to Victoria. He will appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court today. The federal government has introduced a 2018 Australian Business Securitisation Fund, helping smaller businesses in our region access funds at a more competitive rate. The $2 billion scheme will work to provide additional funds to small banks and non-bank lenders. Barker MP Tony Passon has welcomed the scheme, saying even when small businesses can access finance, funding costs are often higher than they need to be, the funding working to resolve the issue. And Limestone Coast producers are being urged to keep farms secure and be aware of their surroundings. Police have put out the call as investigations continue into a number of diesel thefts. Steph from SAPOL says farmers need to keep track of everyone walking on or off the farm.
Yeah, that's right. And security is really the most important thing, and also just being aware of what's going on around you also plays a huge part. If there is somebody on your farm that you don't know, by all means approach them, ask them what they're doing there, and you may prevent a crime in which you may have been the victim.
And work has finished on stage one of the multi-million dollar waterfront redevelopment project in Port Macdonald. Wade Stevens has the story.
The District Council of Grants CEO David Singe says the stage one upgrades have delivered a more attractive and accessible foreshore area that's suitable for the local community and visitors. Council is now working on developing a project plan for stage two of the scheme. Officials focusing on plans for a new playground area.
Now to sport. Round 8 of the South East Coast Basketball League's A-grade comp will see the top men's sides face off. The Cougars have their team ready to dominate as they go up against the Panthers. The Roos going head-to-head with the Bulldogs blue side. That's the latest for your local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.